Hello, everyone. Hello, people and creatures shaped like people. This is Bacon Dude, and this is episode 22 of the Bacon Mega Show. And what is this place? This is a show that is a blog that is the worst music podcast in the universe that sometimes talks about music, sometimes talks about stuff that isn't music, and sometimes just talks about stuff in random general. So for this is going to be episode 22, which is going to be unscripted. It is just, I have a loose topic I've been thinking about for the past 5 minutes, and I'm just going to ramble about it and just kind of update you on this celebration of mediocrity. Maybe we can call it that. I know I'm not doing this for anything other than kind of my own kind of entertainment at this point. But, you know, maybe one day, 1 second, you never know. So here are my show notes. I'm going to talk about stuff that involves talking about questions, trying to figure out how to do that. And we're going to talk about burnout and your own personal limits and learning how to find center. Little basic stuff, nothing super like mind-blowingly amazing. So if you're already bored when you heard this, it's okay to be more bored and just kind of walk away. But for the diehard fans that of one or two or something, for the creatures listening that have ears that are shaped like people, let's continue. All right, so when I thought about questions, I'm always asking myself, how do I do this? How do I do a certain thing musically? How do I do a certain thing through life? How do I accomplish this task? Questions are infinite. And that's kind of how we exist in the world and we interact. Well, that's one of the many ways we interact with this world. If this world's real, it's another topic that we're not going to discuss here. No, I'm not crazy. I am just saying random stuff. Because it is currently Saturday the 9th, about 7 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up and I felt the need to talk to a microphone and stare at a wall. And hopefully other strangers will hear the fact that I am talking in a microphone and staring at a wall. So I have been dealing with a little bit of personal burnout. And you learn how to finesse it. You learn when it's going to happen, and you learn how to take steps to mitigate it, reduce it, negate, or otherwise eliminate said burnout. And is more or less learning how to be aware of what your own personal limits are. So I won't go into all the details of why I'm burned out or what my limits are or all that personal stuff, but from a music creation standpoint, I hit a point where I was like, okay, we are going to stop grinding just a little bit. We are going to stop bashing our head against the wall. We are going to stop forcing creation, but we are going to take a moment to take inventory and to do activities that will eventually make you miss the studio. And I'm saying we is kind of like a plural. I guess I probably should have used I. But once again, this is unscripted. This is just random musical thoughts. But once again, this is the worst music podcast in the universe. So there's really nothing as a goal here to set. All right. So like I say, in the meantime, I actually have been doing something of musical value. The one big weakness personally that I feel is that it's time for me to work a little bit more on quote beat making unquote. And from a musician's point of view, beat making is a confusing topic to say the least. Because when I think of beat making, I'm thinking of a skilled drummer playing a very tight pocket and presenting this as, hey, this is me playing drums. This is me holding the pocket. This is my beat. Apparently, from a more mainstream point of view, since I'm still new to understanding all of this, is that a beat is the ambient instrumentals, a beat is the looped samples, a beat is the drum as well. So from my point of view, I view that as a complete song with instrumentals that may need a little bit of backing with vocals. The industry calls that a beat. And it's really hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that you can consider a guitar a beat. A guitar, yes, is a rhythm instrument, but it is not a percussive instrument. It is a stringed instrument. And somehow that becomes a beat. And while I'm looking at it from a very binary point of view, it's just me shifting my view to how, I guess, everyone else sees it to figure out where to fit in. This is one of those flaws of being a deep introvert where you make your own world, because as soon as you try to interact with the not your own world, exactly as I say it, the things that are not your own world, you have to adapt and understand. And the one thing that I think is the most annoying is that when you have an inquisitive introvert that just doesn't know, and they ask a really basic question of what is happening, how do I understand it? And they're met with hostility or a negative answer or some sort of douchebaggery that just involves a very low information mouth breather that just says, oh, you don't know anything, you're dumb. Well, guess what? That introvert will say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to walk away from this and not give a shit. And the strong ones continue to build their own world. The ones that are already in a fragmented state, the ones that are already in a fragmented state are already going to be more alienated than they are before. Pausing for 1 second. All right. I had to pause for a second because apparently a small creature wanted to crawl into my throat. And of course, right when you start saying something quite meaningful, this is what happens. So this will be the first official, couldn't do it in one take, had to stop. But yes, that is a personal experience of mine I've had where if you are asking a question to the wrong person, they will bite your head off and punish you for not even knowing. So to the people of the world, they're like that, don't do that. Please don't. Be a better person. All right. So, like I say, I'm learning more about these beat making things, so I'm just going to share what I'm working on now, which is I found a few places to get free royal free samples from, which are fine, great, and awesome, but I'm taking a whole new approach to that. I am taking those samples and mixing them or taking them into the DAW from Ableton. Ableton has a feature where you can extract MIDI events from the said samples and then build on them. So I take this really cool sounding drum. I was like, okay, this is sweet. I like what's happening here. I like the sound. I like everything what I'm hearing, but I don't want to per se take the sample. I do want to extract the rhythm events and learn more about beat making that way. So seeing them as a MIDI event and then taking the legwork to put my own sounds on top of those MIDI events is worth the extra effort, because this is learning how to make beats. And that I think gets more value from me, not just taking the sample and putting it all down there and saying, hey, I'm done. This is saying, this sounds cool. What are the elements? What are the pieces? Build it yourself from the extracted events and learn from it. And I've been having a lot of fun doing that. I'm actually working on a new song based on this technique. I do have two other projects in limbo, but I have faith that the people I'm collaborating with will collaborate and then they will be released works. But once again, you do what feels good. There is no pressure, but there may be a bit of a gap in me releasing music just because I did start two projects and they are now at the mercy of the creative license of the said other people, which is fine. It does kind of make a perspective shift for me, and I'm thinking in the future to limit how many projects I put in the hands of collaboration and how much I focus on how much I can do on my own with my said ability. That, because I do like being able to maybe release something at least once a month. So at least minimum 12 songs a year, maybe a little bit more, maybe two or three more a month. It's just about trying to drive the algorithm, trying to also get practice. Every song I make is more practice at getting better at mixing and mastering. So I feel like the secondary goal of the mixing and mastering does suffer if you don't keep creating to stay in that space and stay that, keep the skill sharp. When it's all said and done, the DAW is a very complex instrument, and I have barely scratched the surface. And there are classes on this utility. There are master classes on just this whole thing in general. And you're dealing with literally centuries of experience spread across thousands of thousands true professionals from the beginning to now, knowing the classical techniques up till now. I barely know anything about the history of the way music was created before, but I am learning how to make stuff sound better with the tools provided and the information provided and the collaboration and communication with others. So that being said, this is a short, unscripted show with a lot of alliteration, a couple of flubs, a lot of imprecise everything. I hope you maybe learned something, and I kind of hope that you're not too bored, but maybe episode 23 will have something more of value. In the meantime, keep asking questions. Don't burn yourself out. Know where your limits are. And whatever you do, keep listening to the worst music podcast in the universe.